Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Scheme Got Canceled. Welcome back. It is January 14th. Long week of music. If you're listening by now, Draco, the Ruler, L.A., underground rapper. He's been getting a lot of mainstream light. Has died from a L.A. festival, if I'm not mistaken. So if you're listening now, yeah, rest in peace, Draco the Ruler. But other than that, it was a long week of fucking antics and whatnot. Let's jump straight into it. Like I said, we're gonna be listening to some audio, react to it, react midway through it. I hope y'all like the first part of the year, last week's pod, run that up. New week, new pod, so tune in. We're gonna see what's good, we're gonna see what's shaking. I got some stuff lined up, so let's get in tune.
I blame me when it's all said and done. I'm sorry. But listen, for all you guys doing drill and stuff, okay, I gotta make sure my tone is like down. All I'm just saying to you guys, I'm not posting your back and forths, and I'm going to say I don't agree with y'all. Okay? I'll give you an example. So K-Flock is arrested. And by the way, this is why I'm not showing the video. Because I want people like, yo, I covered them back and forth beefing. I don't care about this. I'm actually telling y'all why this is corny. This is not cool. K-Flock just got locked up. Apparently, he has a cousin named D-Thing that's locked up. And they're both dissing each other over the jail phone in drill freestyles. So they're both locked up in Rikers Island, calling from Rikers Island to somebody and dissing each other. And it's going super viral. I know the people in Bronx Drill, they started to hate me now. Because that's part of the truth. You know what they do? They'll call me the police now. By the way, they've called me the police when it came to the Chicago shit, too. It just somehow turned from them calling me the police to saying me I'm responsible. So, let's see what happens with this Bronx drill shit. Anyway, I think this is the dumbest shit ever. There's two niggas who are locked up. Yet, they're calling people in the free world to record freestyles dissing each other. Let me explain it again. Two incarcerated individuals at the same jail site are calling people in the free world to diss each other. I don't even want to play these songs, honestly, and I won't. Both was fired though. I come clean. So, fuck Lerman Lames. I'm not even gonna speak on that, bro. You know why? Because if I speak on it, they're gonna say I'm inciting it. I don't agree with none of that. I'm just, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna keep it so 100 with you. So whoever the media nigga is, and I seen a couple of them talking to town. I see whoever who runs that Instagram. You posting everything. So salute to you. But I hope. If this shit get too far, they blame you, not me. With Brooklyn Drill, Bronx Drill, let me tell you this. I will never support none of that bullshit ever again. That niggas could blame me. If anything, I'm pointing fingers at all y'all niggas. I don't like none of this shit. I made it already. I'm good. I don't need none of y'all bullshit. So now, y'all need to start pointing the finger in the mirrors. Don't point no more fingers at Act. I see Spike Tarantino say, so, yo, Act, yo, I'm not mad at you. I don't think you're the cause. You know why he started saying that? Because I started pointing fingers at the niggas who are really responsible. Spike, I know you didn't say I'm the fault, but I saw where it was going when you said I was a culture vulture. I don't care about Bronx Drill, brother. And I don't want to talk about it. But these people are getting lit off of glamorizing murders. Glamorizing violence. And you're very much a part of it. The reason why I'm responding like this to someone like Spike Tarantino, because you brought up my name knowing that people have thrown me under the bus as a scapegoat. I will not be a scapegoat for Brooklyn Bronx Drill. I do not care about it. I think it's disgusting. I think, I'm telling you right now, NYPD should be, and by the way, they will. They're not going to tolerate y'all doing the fuckery because it's not Chicago. They will not tolerate it. Y'all will not keep talking about y'all ran up on people. Yeah, that's going to last 3 months. Y'all all getting locked up. It's in New York City. This is not Chicago. Chicago is like Iraq. They don't care. New York City, it will never fucking happen. So all y'all going to be in jail just rapping over the jail phone. I will say this to Spike Tarantino. I know we don't have any issues, but don't ignore the point that you were trying to make. You said what I was doing with Chicago, I'm not doing that with Bronx Drill. Who is doing it now? You need to call them out. But you won't, because you're a part of it. You're shooting videos. I forgot, somebody sent me a video that he shot. It's murder music, my nigga. It's murder music. I don't support Bronx Drill. I don't support y'all back and forth. I will never support it. Good luck. But since everybody threw the blame on me for Chicago, I'm here making sure y'all don't even talk about my name and blame me for them deaths, the violence, the jail time that come with the Bronx. All y'all niggas dissing each other, doing dumb shit on live, y'all are idiots. And Academic said it, I don't like it. And when y'all go to jail, if y'all got a hit record, I will post it. I will not post your back and forth. I don't care about you rapping over the jail phone. I don't care about the other stuff. You niggas need to stop. And I'm only responding like that because I seen Spike Tarantino try to bite into what everybody was trying to do to me. Act, you're responsible for it. By the way, my son, you another bum ass nigga. Hey, my son, you know I think you a coward. Somebody called me and made me abreast of what the fuck you was doing. My son, if you want to be like this guy who's calling out whatever, stop calling out everybody else except the niggas doing the killing, bro. You need to get at the niggas doing Bronx Drill. I see recently you were like, yo, the people in the labels. Yeah, you start taking my talking points, you fucking idiot. Yo, the people in the, you're the people. You're the people supporting and profiting off the music. No. My son, let me tell you this. Call out the rappers doing Bronx Drill. They're all promoting violence and murder. That was my talking points, that you should blame the labels. Okay, I'm glad you took that. But I see you talking about, oh, would y'all put up a sign saying stop black violence? How about you get at the video directors and the producers and the engineers and the rappers themselves and ask them, would you put a disclaimer in front of your music video, in front of your song, saying you don't support violence and this is just for entertainment? You won't do it, but you're talking to store owners. The fuck is you talking about? You fighting a fake battle because you scared to go at the niggas who really doing it. You go at Academics all fucking day, but you won't go at the niggas who actually pulling the triggers. That's the difference between you. And even if niggas don't like him, but not a nigga like Charleston White, he not going to sit here and blame everybody else. He talked to the killers. He talked to the niggas promoting the killer. What the fuck is this nigga mind starts, yo, hey, well, everybody's profiting off this. Nigga, you saw and you hear what happened with Bronx Drill recently and all the deaths and murders and shootings. You don't got to talk to the record labels. You're right, record labels are profiting. But you know, if you really want to stop it, it's not. The niggas doing it, of course they're doing it because they hope to profit. But at some point, we got to, as a society, stop saying that, oh, we'll end violence by getting at the people who stand to profit off violence. How about you get at the people who are being violent? How long you gonna ignore the people who are actually doing the crime? I ain't hear him say one thing I ain't even saying one condemning thing about the niggas who actually allegedly did some murder. You know how many families, and this is the thing I don't like about these niggas who be just being fake. You know how many families done hit me about that whole shit? Because there's somebody who passed away. You know what they told me? I'll tell you the story they told me. I don't give a fuck about it just because I'm not into covering that bullshit. So now when you get a nigga like Mike Song who can't blame me no more, and he too scared of the rappers, he's just looking at somebody else to blame. Ain't nobody here to blame but the rappers. They're doing this thing hoping they get lit. This is what, I ain't gonna lie, this was a dumbass nigga who told me this. He was like, yo, Ack, could you stop posting? He was like, yo, Ack, could you stop even talking about this K-Flock nigga like this? This was supposedly one of the family of the deceased. It might be fake, so I'm just put that disclaimer out there. Nigga say, yo, what really happened? He's like, yo, you be just talking about this K-Flock nigga. Why you ain't talking about the fact that, yo, my cousin walked up on K-Flock and backed it out on him. And then K-Flock ain't war shit. He wasn't all shit. He was like, chill, bro, you got it. And then when my cousin turned back around, K-Flock pulled it out and shot him. And I'm like, bro, go tell the cops that shit, my nigga. Don't tell me. What the fuck is you telling me that for? Go tell the cops. Don't tell me that. What the fuck is you telling me for? The fuck is you telling me that for? It's like he's trying to tell me, yo, get the narrative straight. My cousin was really gay. Bro, your cousin passed away, brother. Like, this is so fucking, yo, the fucking retardedness with this whole thing is gone. Yo, at some point, we gotta stop this shit, man. The nigga told me, yo, why you got my cousin sounding like, yo, K, yo, that nigga, he was like, this pussy-ass nigga, K-Flock, he ain't do shit. My cousin backed it out on him first. Brother, why would you even say that? Like, what? Like, what? But this is the fucking idiotics we're fucking dealing with. Even if that's true. And by the way, as I said, I'm putting a disclaimer. It's my... Who the fuck is this calling my fucking phone from this number?
Alright, man. Alright. Let's get in tune. I got some more stuff to play. Let's see what's good. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Y'all excited for the new year? Let me know what's good, man. What y'all listening on? Spotify, Castbox, Anchor. What y'all fucking with? Let's get in tune.
As you get older, everyone you love can drift away. Have you ever wondered? Even though we get crazy,
niggas don't talk like Swayze. What up? This is Swayze, and it looks like we have some good news, guys. Because people are saying that K-Flock, who's in jail at the moment, reached out to his long-lost cousin, D-Thing, who's also in jail, through a heartwarming freestyle. But we also have some bad news, guys. I'ma keep it a buck with y'all. I've been in the dumps lately. And no, it's not because YouTube is now taking 7 days instead of 72 hours to review my videos. No, it's not because of that. It's because Shorty ain't hit me up in 3 days, bruh. 3 days. And when she finally hit me up, I was like, what's good with you? Where you been? Shorty gonna say she was sleeping. Sleeping? What was she doing? Hibernating? So at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, I lost another potential Winter Bay. So let that be a lesson to all of you guys out there. Apparently, it's hibernation season. But before we get into the video, let me introduce you people to my new and reoccurring Bake Day. Next up is TJ N. Let's move on. Next is M. Peanut. Appreciate any compliment that I could get. This is my boy Marcus, and he's that crazy the other day. Go click. I'm good, Mo Ben. This is my boy. You already the Cash App. It's honestly that simple. I'm from Brooklyn for real. You can buy my friendship. But without further ado, let's get in to this heartwarming freestyle.
I bet.
Yeah. Ready?
Did he spit it?
A heartwarming free. I believe we got some wrong information, because that was not a heartwarming freestyle to his long-lost cousin at all. What is going on? And even D-Thing is responding to it. Oh, no. Just when you thought this unfortunate situation that happened to D-Thing and K-Fly could bring them together, they still decide to continue the bev. Wow, locked up. Now I'ma tell it to you just like this. Shorty, put the Crocs away. It's cold outside. What was we talking about? Oh yeah, this is sad, bruh. We have for both of our up and coming.
Let's get in tune. We got some more audio to go through. I want to see if I'm able to actually listen to the fucking freestyle.
Highlights, lowlights.
Us, back in the limelight.
Damn.
Even though we get crazy, niggas don't talk like Swayze.
What up? On the island. I'll be right back with my commentary.
I bet.
Yeah. Ready?
Yo, the shit keep cutting off. What the fuck? Is the labels cutting it off?
K-Flop, why you locked on the net? Nigga said I got hot meat. You know that shit cap. And for one, we gon' get to the fact you saw me face to face and you wasn't on that. Like, stop the lying and shit. Every clip I was in, I start firing shit. Dummy. So I wanna know. Heard you got here like 3 days ago. Like, who did you touch? Like, who got? Can't talk too much. Forgot I'm on his phone. Like, sugar knows it. Heard you went to the clinic and had that shit. And little saucer smooth like I had that bitch. But she gave it to you. Nigga, had that bitch. Nigga, dumb. Now, when you walk through them halls, keep your... When you running on me, man, I'm running. I'm running my club. I do this shit for fun. Like, what am I, mother? I don't know why they keep that. Weak ass rap saying my name.
Bro.
Jesus.
Bro. No,
like, what am I, dad? Like...
Bruh. What in the versus Rikers Island edition is going on right now? This is ridiculous. Like, now that D-Thing responded, is K-Flock about to come out with a response? Not gonna lie, if I was in jail, I'd be worried about a lot of things other than freestyling on the phone. But then again, they might know something that I don't know. These guys honestly seem like they're in great spirits to be in a situation that they're in, and you know what? I guess that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But pull up in the comment section and let me know how you feel about this situation. And if you like the video, don't forget to share, subscribe to the channel if you're not already. And make sure you hit that notification button. But I'm off this.
I bet. Let's see if BMG got anything to say. Well, actually, I think we got one more clip. One more clip, and then we're going to go to BMG. Oh, no, this is not it. So let's go straight to BMG. See what BMG got to say. Man, January already looking crazy. Month damn near just started. Dun, dun, dun. No, not that. All right, hopefully we got it right here.
Damn, Strider got that heat for real.
Bitch, I woke in the spot up on Hamid. I'm in jail, not such a good time. We get fucked to the luck, everything's gonna stop. Boy, he tells me to get rid of the top. See, you're busting me, making a spot. So now that ain't no fucking pop. It'd be funny, Hamid, with the whole shot. Shut up, my fans, I love him a lot. I'll be back, shit, it never stop. Right now, I'm in the back of box. Niggas, I'm in the dead of the top. My mama, I love her a lot. Fuck you, niggas.
Like, who got? Can't talk too much, forgot I'm on his phone. Like, should've known this.
That was fire. Whoever put that shit on the beat is fire. Let's see. Alright, we got some shit. We got some shit.
Bitch, I walk in the spot up on hot. DD walk in the spot and got hot. I'm in jail now, stupid bitch, time to get poked in the lung, everything we gon' box. Oh, he tough, he get real top and top. He was busting, they mixing the spot. That's what now that he looks like a pop. Everybody hop on his body, he shot. Shout out my fans, I love him a lot. I be back, shit, and never stop. But right now, I'ma sit like a watch. Niggas let me forget on the clock. To my mother, I love her a lot. Fuck these niggas, you all that I got. And if they ain't tripping up on you, they shot. Like they sorry before I got knocked in. He can't stop me if he try to bust a shot. I'm a GBG bitch, I put over my thoughts.
Oh my god, damn.
Yeah, that was crazy. That acapella's crazy. Let's see if they got the D-Thang acapella. If they got the D-Thang acapella, this podcast is lit. Oh yeah, it's right here. Oh, it's lit.
Tape flop, why you locked on the net? Nigga said I got hot meat, you know that shit cap. And for one, we gon' get to the fact you saw me face to face and you wasn't on that. Like, stop the lying and shit. Every crib I was in, I start firing shit, dummy. So I wanna know. Heard you got here like 3 days ago. Like, who did you touch? Like, who got? Can't talk too much, forgot I'm on his phone. Like, should've noticed. Heard you went to the clinic and had that shit. And little saucer and smooth, I can hide that bitch. But she gave it to you, nigga, hide that bitch. Nigga, dumb. Now, when you walk through them walls, keep your... When you running on me, man, I'm running. I'm running my crib. I do this shit for fun. Like, what am I, mother? I don't know why they keep saying weak ass rap saying my name.
Bro.
That shit fire. Those acapellas is crazy. That shit is very different. Let's see. Who else got shit to say? Let's see. What's been popping? Nah, none of that. Let's go check out the West Coast real quick. See what these niggas been talking about over here. Hopefully it's new content, new vids, hopefully. See if these niggas said something. This audio is coming from No Jumper. That's if we find the right audio. I just gotta scramble around through the crates real quick. Oh, here we go. I bet. Alright. Did the cops drop the bill? Did the cops drop the bill? Murder case. This is the most recent, so let's get in tune. But I do want to see if there's another recent. I'm sure there is. Let's just check one last time through the crates. Dun 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 dun. I bet. I think we could play that. Let's get in tune. We got did the cops drop the ball on K Flock murder case? I think we're gonna after this week, we're gonna move on from the K Flock situation. And we're gonna circle back around when new things start to develop and shit. But let's get in tune.
Hey everybody, welcome back to No Jumper News. It's Adam 22 here with your man AD. Let's get right into these stories. So, video surface of Uzi almost fighting a fan in what appears to be a high-end clothing store. In the clip, Uzi comes... Backers only. Next door, K-Flock's attorney, Scott Limon, confirmed in a statement that the rapper had been arrested for his alleged connection in the murder of a 24-year-old who was shot and killed outside a Harlem barbershop last week. We began our investigation into these allegations, the statement reads. More importantly, considering the DA's significant disclosure this morning that the NYPD received a tip saying someone else is the shooter, we demanded that the DA's office provide prompt disclosure of the videos referenced in the complaint and more information on the tip. According to reports, police described the incident saying Hernandez was sitting in a barbershop on Amsterdam Ave and West 151st Street shortly before 10 a.m., waiting to get a haircut. Perez, K-Flock walked by opened the shop door and asked Hernandez what is he looking at. Hernandez then stepped outside to confront him, police said. The two argued and Perez started to walk away, but the team pulled a gun and shot Hernandez in the neck and back. However, some of the fans seen the surveillance footage from the barbershop's outward facing camera seemed to dispute police account of how the confrontation began. In the footage, Flock walks down the street with who appears to be two young girls, and he walked past what's believed to be the barbershop. A few seconds later, a man believed to be the victim walked out the barbershop in the same direction as Flock. Hernandez was taken to Mount Sinai Morningside Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police say that they believe the shooting was gang-related. Perez was wanted and was considered armed and dangerous before he turned himself in.
So, I've been a K-Flock fan for a while now. I will admit that when this story first came out, I just kind of assumed that the version that the police were putting out was probably accurate. But now that I've seen this video, it appears that the cops got at least some significant details of this whole story wrong. Because when you watch it, K-Flock walks right by the barbershop, seems to notice something going on, like somebody saying his name or hollering at him or whatever. And he keeps on walking. And then the guy actually goes over and confronts him, which is apparently, allegedly, the point in which K-Flock shot the guy. Now, this is the problem, is that even if the other guy was picking a fight, this is New York City. If you even have an illegal pistol on you, you're probably getting 5 years. And if you shot somebody, I mean, you just don't see people catching self-defense cases in New York City. It's different than L.A. It's different than a lot of different places. But
L.A., same shit.
Right. But, I mean, and L.A.
But New York is worse, though.
I think there's a little bit more room or nuance in the law for if somebody confronts you and you have a pistol on you that maybe you're not possessing legally at that time. And if you kill somebody in self-defense, I feel like you could probably get away with it a little bit more. But in New York City, man, they're not fucking with you. Now, the question remains, like, why was K-Flock in his enemy's hood, which I've been told by multiple people from New York that that's basically this part of Harlem that he was walking around in is, like, the number one place that's, like, a fucking war zone for somebody like him. Why was he walking around there with two chicks or two young girls, actually? They look like fucking children. Why is he walking around there with a gun on him, walking by a barbershop where apparently, you know, other gang members worked or whatever? I don't really know, but I do kind of regret that I, like, bought the police's version of the story right off the bat, because it does seem like there might be a little bit more to this.
I'm not mad if somebody has an alleged blamey on them, you know, protecting themselves. It's better to be judged than to be carried by six. So, you know, it just seems like he wasn't the aggressor. Like, when I watched the video, too. It seemed like he walked by, and the other guy looked like he just came outside and shit, too. Even though there's no sound, and they both leave the camera view and shit like that, he probably got a case now.
That's the thing, though. You wonder if, in New York City, if there's going to be another camera angle, just because there are so many camera angles. We've seen one angle from, like, right outside the barbershop. Is there going to be another angle?
If I'm not mistaken, by now, there was another angle that was released on the other side of the, it shows the frame where K-Flock stopped, with a vantage point cut off on the first clip, if you watch the second clip, and shit. But, yeah, just an update, no police shit, just an update.
That maybe illuminates the situation a little bit more, because listen, if that dude came out and, like, yelled at K-Flock and then K-Flock shot him, K-Flock's going to prison for a very long time. If that guy came out and presented a blammy to K-Flock and then K-Flock shot him, then we could be thinking it's a self-defense case.
He's still going to prison.
He's still probably fucked in New York City. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna just wait and see what happens with this. But if this actually went down like it seems like it went down, then this is just such a huge waste, because he has so much talent. People are loving him. He's only 18.
Damn.
18.
Just a baby.
And why the fuck was he wearing such nice clothes if he went there to shoot somebody? Which I think is a good point. Like, he has a lot of lyrics that are basically kind of like, I'll kill you, while rocking designer clothes are basically like the spirit of a lot of his bars. But at the same time, I mean, I can't imagine that if he was going there to get into this kind of situation that he would have dressed like that or been with two random girls.
Or walk past the barbershop.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything about it just seems so fucking weird. YouTube, Merry fucking Christmas. Like, comment, and subscribe.
All right, man. Let's see if we got something else. If we don't got nothing else, I'm going to see you next week. More audio, more reactions, more insight. We're going to get in tune, man. Second episode of the year. Tune in. We're going to be dropping, like, at least 4 episodes a month, give or take. Like I said, we're going to separate from YouTube and touch Spotify for a while. So tune in. I love y'all. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's your boy Scheme Got Cancer, and this is Friday Night Highlights.